The ambient glow of winter night showed me his form and Sonya's, standing outside the truck, both of them wearing long white cloaks emblazoned with scarlet crosses over similarly decorated white surcoats, the Sunday go-to-meeting wear of the Knights of the Cross. They wore their swords at their hips. Michael wore an honest-to-God breastplate, while Sonya opted for more modern body armor. The big Russian, always the practical progressive, also carried a Kalashnikov assault rifle on a sling over his shoulder. I wondered if Sonya realized that Michael's antiquated-looking breastplate was lined with Kevlar and ballistic strike plates. The Russian's gear wouldn't do diddly to stop swords or claws. I'd made some modification to my own gear as well. The thong that usually secured my blasting rod on the inside of my duster now held up my shotgun. I'd tied a similar strip of leather thong to either end of the simple wooden cane that held Fidelacius and now carried the holy blade slung over my shoulder. Michael nodded to me and then glanced down at his watch. "You're cutting it a little fine, aren't you?" "Punctuality is for people with nothing better to do," I said.
"Or for those who have already taken care of the other details,"
murmured a woman's voice. She stepped out of the shadows across the street, a tall and striking woman in motorcycle leathers. She had eyes that were the warm brown shade of hot chocolate, and her hair was dark and braided tightly against her head. She wore no makeup, but even without it, she was a knockout. It was the expression on her face that tipped me off to who she was, sadness mingled with regret and steely resolve. "Rosanna," I said quietly.
"Wizard."
She strode toward us, somehow arrogant and reserved at the same time, her hips rolling as she walked. The jacket was open almost all the way to her belly button, and there was nothing but skin showing where it parted. Her eyes, however, remained on the Knights.
"These two were not part of the arrangements."
"And it was supposed to be Nicodemus that met me," I said, "not you."
"Circumstances necessitated a change," Rosanna replied.
I shrugged one shoulder, the one bearing Fidelacius. "Same here."
"What circumstances are those?"
Rosanna demanded. "The ones where I'm dealing with a pack of two-faced, backstabbing, treacherous, murderous lunatics whom I trust no farther than I can kick." She regarded me with level, lovely eyes.
"And what is the Knight's intended role?"
"They're here to build trust."
"Trust?" she asked.
"Absolutely. I can kick you a lot farther when they're around." A very small smile touched her mouth. She inclined her head slightly to me. Then she turned to Sonya.
"Those colors hardly suit you, animal, though it is more than agreeable to see you again."
"I am not that man anymore, Rosanna," Sonya replied. "I have changed."
"No, you haven't,"
Rosanna said, those warm eyes locked onto Sonya's now.
"You still long for the fray, still love the fight, still revel in bloodshed. That was never Magog. That was always you, my beast."